some years back, there was a Peanuts comic strip that seems to echo the gospel that we have just heard. In the cartoon, Linus is talking to Charlie Brown about his plans for when he grows up. Linus says, "So I've decided to be a very rich and famous person who doesn't really care about money and who is very humble, but still makes a lot of money and is very famous, but is very humble and rich and famous." Charlie Brown listens and then says to Linus, "Good luck." If we're anything like Linus, we hear the Lord Jesus tell us the same thing that Charlie Brown said to his friend, "Good luck." And that's because in life we don't get everything. We have to make choices. Clearly, we hear the Lord Jesus urge us not to choose food that perishes. As we may recall from last Sunday, the context for this teaching is the feeding of the multitude. So we've watched Jesus provide the crowd with food for their stomachs, but he doesn't stop there. Now we hear Jesus asking them to think not only with their stomachs, not to get stuck in those selfish concerns or stupid pursuits. Some time back, a preacher was telling the story about this couple in the Northeast who retired and moved to Florida when they were in their 50s. The couple spent most of their time collecting shells on the seashore. The preacher pondered that couple, and he asked just what the couple would do when they came to the end of their lives, the only life that was given to them, and they would stand before God. He said they would have to open their hands on the day of judgment and say, "Lord, look at these shells." The preacher said to his audience, "This is a tragedy, to waste one's life on the trivials of our time." Well, we all know he's on solid ground when he makes that statement. Surely there should be more purpose to our lives than collecting shells. That real life story invites all of us to take a second look at our own lives and how we live out our days. We're forced to consider the shells that we ourselves might be collecting, whether they come in the form of big dollars or a big name or a big car. Jesus calls us out on our preoccupation with the passing things of this world. As we heard him say, that's just perishable food. Then on the other hand, we find Jesus just as quick to point all of us in another clear direction. That direction, of course, is food that endures for eternal life. Those are his words. So we have the opposite here, with Jesus pointing to a qualitative difference that he wants all of us to see and to understand. As some of you may recall, just a few years ago, Adam LaRoche walked away from a $13 million contract with the Chicago White Sox. He did it because he wanted his son to spend a lot of time with him and with the team, and the team's management didn't agree. LaRoche explained his philosophy of life this way. He said, "What do you want written on your tombstone? Do you want Adam LaRoche, gold glove, batting average, hit so many homers, and has $1 million in his bank account? Or do you want Adam LaRoche, man of God, integrity, raised a great family, loving?" Then LaRoche answered his own question. He said, "Let's be honest here. I don't know anybody who wants their stats." Well, we can safely say LaRoche didn't want his life to be a sheet with just stats on it. He wanted a life with, as he said, God and integrity and family and law. Again, we find here the same things that Jesus is calling our attention to when he asks us to go for the food that endures for eternal life. Now, if we're undecided what Jesus considers the right food, fortunately, he spells it out for us. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. And those few words, we find Jesus putting himself before us as the path to a life with a real purpose. We will find that bread of life when we find Jesus as our way, our truth, and our life. Unless and until that day, we're spinning our wheels like hamsters, going nowhere. All the while, we think we're on the fast track. You know, as a person walks down the stairs towards the baggage claim area in Memphis, Tennessee Airport, there's a big sign that reads, "Discover your inner Elvis." Well, of course, we'd expect the sign since Memphis was hometown to Elvis. And honestly, I have nothing against his music. But discovering our inner Elvis is nowhere as important as discovering our inner Jesus. That's right. Our inner Jesus. When we discover our inner Jesus, we can make sense of our lives. We have a purpose. We have a way of living in this world that brings peace, joy, fulfillment, meaning. We know our place in the world because we are Jesus in this world. As he lived, so we live. As he loved, so we love. And as he died, so we die. Giving of ourselves to others to the last breath. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, Jesus tells us. And that's because he is the bread of life. We'd be right to say there's a lot to think about here. So often we get wrapped up in stuff that we consider important. Getting ahead in this world, being somebody important, or having tons of stuff. But the Lord Jesus tells us today that the shelf life on the things of this world, it's short. It's very short. Better, he says, if we go then for the imperishable food. It's what he did with his life, and it's what he wants us to do with ours.